Welcome back, and let's build something proper today. A jungle or old-school DNB tune that has atmosphere, weight, and a DJ-friendly structure. We're not just making a loop that sounds cool for 8 bars. We're making a little record that a DJ can actually mix, count, and use in a set. The big idea here is simple. In drum and bass, especially jungle and old-school styles, the structure matters just as much as the sounds. A selector needs clear phrases, usually in 16s, 32s, or 64s, so they can beatmatch and blend cleanly. At the same time, listeners still want tension, mood, and movement. So in this lesson, we're going to balance both. Let's start by setting up the project the right way. Open Ableton Live 12 and set the tempo to around 172 BPM. That's a really solid jungle default. You can go a little slower or faster later, but 172 is a great place to begin. Now create a few simple tracks and keep them organized. You want one track for drums, one for bass, one for atmosphere, one for effects and transitions, and optionally one utility or reference track. Clean organization helps a lot, especially when you start building arrangement sections. Before you even write notes, think about the shape of the tune. A DJ-friendly structure might look like this: 16 bars of intro, 16 bars of groove build, 32 bars of main drop, 16 bars of breakdown, 32 bars of second drop, and then a 16-bar outro. That kind of phrasing makes the track easy to read in a mix. It also gives your tune that classic Revel record feeling instead of a never-ending loop. Now let's build the foundation, the breakbeat. Drag in a classic break loop if you have one, or use any drum loop and chop it up. If you want to stay inside stock tools, Simpler is perfect for this. You can put a break into Simpler, switch to slice mode, and let it detect the transients. That gives you individual hits you can rearrange into your own pattern. If you're working directly in arrangement view, that's fine too. You can cut the audio, move hits around, and create your own groove. The important thing is that the break should breathe. Don't flatten it into a rigid pattern. Jungle and old-school DNB often feel aloof because the break has little timing quirks, ghost notes, and tiny imperfections. A good beginner move is to keep the snare clear and let the kick and ghost hits dance around it. You can also leave tiny gaps before the snare hits. That little bit of space can make the groove bounce harder than if you fill every gap. For processing, keep it light and smart. Use EQ 8 to high-pass any useless rumble, somewhere around 25 to 35 Hz. Then try drum bus for a bit of punch and glue. Don't overdo it. A little drive can make the break feel harder, but if you crush it too much, you lose the shape and the swing. If you want some variation, beat repeat can add a little excitement at the end of phrases, but use it like seasoning, not like the main dish. In DNB, too much effects everywhere can make the mix messy fast. Now let's make the low end. For the sub, Operator is a perfect beginner choice. It's clean, simple, and easy to control. Set oscillator to a sine wave. That gives you a pure sub foundation. Keep the attack very fast, almost instant, and use a short release so the notes stay tight. Write a simple bass pattern that works with the break, not against it. That's really important. In DNB, the bass should feel like it's answering the drums. Think call and response. For example, let the bass hit under or after the snare, then leave a small rest, then answer again. Don't try to fill every moment. Bass is part of the groove. Also, keep the sub mono. You can use utility and set width to 0%, or make sure your synth patch stays centered and focused. In bass-heavy music, mono low end is not optional. It's what keeps the track solid on big systems and in club playback. A nice beginner shape for the sub is a short note, then a slightly longer reply, then a rest. Repeat that idea for a couple of bars, and maybe tweak one note at the end of the phrase. That tiny change can make the bass line feel readable and musical. Now for the juicy part, the res or mid-bass layer. This is where the track starts to get its attitude. Use wavetable or analog and build a detuned saw-based sound. Don't try to make it huge in the low end. The sub is already doing that. Instead, give the res character in the low mids and upper bass. Start with two saw oscillators slightly detuned. Then low pass the sound so it stays dark and controlled. A filter somewhere in the 120 to 300 Hz range is a good starting point, depending on how much bite you want. If you want movement, add a slow LFO to the filter cutoff so the sound shifts subtly over time. After the synth, try saturator. A little drive can make the bass feel dirtier and more alive. Then use EQ 8 to cut away the low end, below roughly 80 to 120 Hz so it doesn't fight the sub. If the top gets harsh, smooth some of the upper mids too. This split approach is really useful. The sub stays clean and mono, while the res handles the width, dirt, and atmosphere. That's a classic DNB workflow, and it helps your low-end stay powerful instead of muddy. Now let's talk about atmosphere, because this is where the track becomes more than just drums and bass. For jungle and old-school DNB, atmosphere usually comes from texture, not from giant cinematic chords. Think dark pads, vinyl noise, ghostly samples, filtered loops, reverse tails, and little bits of air around the beat. Create an atmosphere track and try a long pad sound, or even a short sample looped and heavily filtered. You can use wave-eatable, analog, or simpler. Keep the sound soft and distant. The goal is not to take over the mix. The goal is to create a sense of space and mood. A nice beginner pad setup might be the slow attack, maybe 300 milliseconds to 1.5 seconds, and a long release, maybe 2 to 6 seconds. Then use a low-pass filter so the sound stays dark. Add a bit of reverb with a medium decay, and keep the dry signal low so it feels like mist in the background rather than a huge chord stab. Auto filter is your best friend here. Automate it slowly. For the intro, keep it more closed. As the tune approaches the drop, open it a bit. In the breakdown, you can widen it or brighten it more, then pull it back again. This simple motion gives the tune life without needing a million extra sounds. You can also add a little vinyl distortion or any subtle noise texture if you want that old school flavor. Just keep it tasteful. A little grit goes a long way. We want character, not mush. Now let's shape the intro so it works for DJs. A DJ-friendly intro should give the mixer room to work. That usually means starting with drums and atmosphere, then slowly revealing more of the groove. A classic approach is drums first, ambient second, bass later. For example, bars 1 to 8 can be drums and atmosphere only. Bars 9 to 16 can bring in break variation and a bit more energy. Then the bass can enter after that, once the listener and the DJ have locked into the phrase. That makes the tune easy to mix into and still interesting to hear. This is where automation really matters. Use volume automation and filter automation to create a gradual reveal. Don't throw everything in at once. Let the track unfold like a proper record. That tension is what makes the drop hit harder later. A really helpful mindset here is foreground and background. Only one element should really lead each section. In the intro, that might be the atmosphere. In the drop, it might be the break and bass. In the breakdown, it might be the sample, a pad, or a texture. If too many things fight for attention, the groove gets muddy. Now let's add transitions and build tension. Use stock Ableton effects like auto filter, delay, reverb, utility, and maybe beat repeat if you want a little extra movement. The trick is to use them at section edges, not constantly. For example, on the last snare of a phrase, you could raise the reverb send a little so it blooms into the next section. Or you could automate a filter to close before the drop, then snap open when the drop lands. That kind of contrast is huge in DNB. Fast music needs clear energy changes, otherwise it just feels flat. For delay, try sync timings like 1/8 or 1/4, with moderate feedback, maybe 15-30%. Keep the delay filtered so it doesn't smear the low mids. Reverb can have a decay of around 2-4 seconds for atmosphere, but again, high cut it if needed so the mix stays clean. Now we're at the drop. The main drop should be heavy, but still readable. The break and the bass should talk to each other. Let them answer each other instead of fighting for space. A simple 2-bar or 4-bar bass phrase can be enough. For example, the bass can hit after the snare in 1 bar, answer with a shorter note in the next bar, then leave a rest or a tiny variation. That rhythm keeps the track moving without becoming cluttered. If the drop feels too full, remove notes before adding more sounds. That's a really important lesson in drum and bass. Often the track gets harder when you simplify it. You can add a little movement with filter automation on the release, maybe a slight swell on the answer notes, or a short stab from the atmosphere layer. But keep the main focus clear. The listener should always know what the groove is doing. Now for the breakdown. A breakdown is not just turn everything off. It should reset the ear and prepare the next impact. Pull out the sub, thin the drums, and let the atmosphere come forward. You can leave a filtered break, a vocal chop, a pad, or a rising noise element. The idea is to create tension and space. A simple breakdown formula is no sub, lighter drums, 1 lead texture, and maybe a long delay or reverb tail. Then, when the drop comes back, make a small variation. Change the drum fill, shift the bass rhythm slightly, or add a brighter layer to the atmosphere. Even one small change can stop the second drop from feeling like a copy of the first. Then we finish with a clean outro. A DJ-friendly outro should make it easy for another tune to come in. Drop the bass first, keep the drums going, and slowly remove extra layers over 8 to 16 bars. The last part of the tune should feel like it's leaving the room naturally. A good outro might keep the groove alive for a while, then strip down to just drums and texture, and finally maybe a hint of kick, snare, or atmosphere. That gives the next DJ plenty of room to mix in without low-end clashes. Before we wrap up, here are a few common mistakes to watch for. First, too much atmosphere in the low mids. Pads and textures can easily cloud the mix around 200 to 500 Hz, so use EQ8 to clean that up. Second, bass fighting the break. If that happens, simplify the bass rhythm and leave more room around the snare. Third, stereo low end. Keep the sub mono. If the bass loses power when you check in mono, fix it right away. Fourth, no clear phrasing. Always build in 16 or 32 bar sections so the track can be counted. And fifth, too many effects all the time. Save the big automation moves for transitions and section ends. That keeps the tune focused and powerful.